Well, this morning, I've been thinking about faith. There are so many scriptures in the Bible that encourage us in faith. In Ephesians 6, he talks about take the shield of faith. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. We just sang in 1 John. But faith, which worketh by love, is in Galatians 5. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's in Hebrews 11. And also in Hebrews 11, of course, is the definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, is also in Hebrews. I think you could say that faith is the cornerstone of Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. It's a faith. It's the faith. There are so many scriptures about faith in the Bible, but the one I wanted to talk about this morning, and I've always liked this scripture, is found in Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by his faith. The Apostle Paul chose to use it three times in three different epistles, but it's in Habakkuk where the prophet quotes it using the word his. The just shall live by his faith. You could look at this as being meant two different ways. Either the just one is to live by his own faith, which does not sound right, or the just one, who of course can only be made just by our Lord, lives by the faith of God. The Apostle Paul makes it pretty clear when he says in Galatians 2:20, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. There's no other way to live but by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, by his faith. We find this scripture repeated by Paul, like I said, three different times in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. To live by the faith of the Son of God means that by grace through faith I was saved. By grace through faith I now live. And by grace through faith I will be translated at the sound of that first trumpet. In Romans 1:16, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, or who has faith. In other words, by faith. In Romans 1:17, it continues on and says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The whole plan of salvation is summed up in that one statement. The just shall live by faith. It is not from faith to works, as if faith put us in a justified state and then works kept us there. It is from faith to faith. The faith of the Son of God always pressing on and gaining the victory over unbelief. These few words, the just shall live by faith, is really the heart of the book of Romans. It distinguishes Paul's message of grace from all the religious systems of the world. True Christianity is based on faith, not religion. In Galatians 3:11, it says, but that no man is justified in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And verse 12 goes on to say, and the law is not of faith. It is only through faith that we can become righteous. It is the only way any sinners ever were or can be justified. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by being sin for us. How can God spare anyone who is under sin? Jesus Christ from the cross freely invites sinners to take refuge in him by faith. And then in Hebrews 10:38, it says, now the just shall live by faith. And in verse 37, it says, for yet a little while he that shall come, and will not tarry. I hope we all believe that this morning, because I sure am looking forward to him. It takes faith to believe that. It takes faith to look forward to his coming every day of our lives. We understand that faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in Hebrews 11:1. And we also know that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, in Hebrews 11:6. Matthew 4:4 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Such encouragement God has given us in the scriptures, in his word, concerning faith. Our entire life should be one of simple trust in the Lord, not only for material things, he knows our needs, but much more so for spiritual needs. We do not simply take a stand for Christ, but we believe with all our hearts that Jesus Christ died for my sins and was buried, and that he was raised for my justification. That takes faith. Matthew Henry says, and I'm quoting him, says, faith sanctifies the heart and purifies it. It has the indwelling spirit of grace, which is greater than he who dwells in the world. The real Christian overcomes the world by faith. He sees in and by the life and conduct of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth that this world is to be renounced and overcome. He cannot be satisfied with this world, but looks beyond it and is still pressing toward heaven. We must all, after Christ's example, overcome the world, or it will overcome us to our ruin. So the just shall live by his faith. Amen.